Brothers and sisters, may be peace with you. Today, the topic of my sermon is obeying Lord's commands. Well, it's natural for children to listen to their parents, servants to obey their masters, and also soldiers to follow the orders of their commanders. As the God's children, it's also natural for us to listen to our Lord. In the night of the Last Supper, after washing the disciples' feet, Jesus gave them a new commandment, requiring them to love one another. This new commandment sets a much higher standard than the old commandment to love your neighbor as yourself. Also, the new commandment is based on the love that Jesus showed us to his disciples, the love that led him to lay down his life for them. Jesus said to his disciples, "By this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." The purpose of loving one another is to bear witness to Jesus. First, we must have heart to love one another, and then we will have the actions to love towards one another. Lord Jesus was deeply concerned about whether his disciples would be able to obey his commandment after he left. Therefore, Jesus told his disciples that he would send the Holy Spirit who would be with them. The Holy Spirit will be with the disciples forever and will teach them all things that might. And also remind them of everything Jesus said to them. So John chapter 14, verse 15 through 31, and John chapter 15, verse 1 through 17, forms a single unit of thought.
耶稣从爱主，然后赐圣灵，然后遇主连结，还有这个结果子，从这几个角度来吩咐门徒，你们要遵守他的命令。
Lord Jesus instructed his disciples to obey his commandment from the perspectives of loving the Lord, receiving the Holy Spirit, abiding the Lord, and bearing the fruit.
So today,
I'm going to share from John chapter 14, verse 15 through 31. Next time, I will share John chapter 15, verse 1 through 17.
我们一起呢，可以读这个圣经，可能不是很清楚，但是呢，Let's
read the Bible together.
弟兄姊妹，你可以打开你们的圣经。当你们读圣经的时候，你就注意到这个，我用颜色勾画出来的，就是它是彼此对称的，红的和红的对称，绿的和绿的对称，紫的和紫的对称。So
I've colored all the Bible verses that are column one another, so those are going pairs, and they are in the same color.
We have
lots of international students.
I welcome you.
Welcome.
Yeah, sit down, please. So we are now starting to read John's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 15
through 31.
好，我们一起来读。如果这边清楚的话，你可以看这里，也可以啊。 好，我们一起来啊，十五节，你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。我不撇下你们为孤儿，我逼到你们这里来。还有不多的时候，世人不再看见我，你们却要看见我，因为我活着，你们也要活着。到那日，你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的，爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。犹大问耶稣说，主啊，为什么要向我们显现，不向世人显现呢？耶稣回答说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。不爱我的人，就不遵守我的道。你们所听见的道，不是我的，乃是差我来指父的道。我还与你们同住的时候，已将这些话对你们说了，但保惠师，就是父因我的名要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们说的一切话。我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。你们听见我对你们说了，我去还要到你们这里来。你们若爱我，因我到父那里去，就必喜乐，因为父是比我大的。我预先告诉你们，叫你们到事情成就的时候就可以信。以后我不再和你们多说话，因为这世界的王降道，我太但要叫世人知道我爱父，并且父怎样吩咐我，我就怎样行。起来，我们走吧。那根据这段经文呢，我给大家呢分享三个点。一个点呢，就是说遵守主的命令是爱主的表现。
So I'd like to share three points with you. The first is obedience to the Lord's commands is an expression of love for the Lord.
那遵守主的命令呢，是由圣灵的帮助。
So to the obedience to the Lord's commands needs help from the Holy Spirit.
说我们应当以喜乐和勇敢的心来遵守主的命令。
So we need to have a heart of joy and a love to obey Lord's command.
那我们现在看第一点，就是遵守主的命令是爱主的表现。
So let's take a look at the first point.
弟兄姊妹，如果是我问你们一个问题，你们爱主吗？
Brothers and sisters, if I were to ask you a question that do you love the Lord?
那我相信弟兄姊妹都会说我爱主。
I believe many would say that I love the Lord.
那如果是我问弟兄姊妹，你遵守主的命令吗？
But if I were to ask, do you obey Lord's commandments?
你遵守主的一切的命令吗？
Do you obey all of the Lord's commandments?
很多弟兄姊妹可能就不太敢肯定了。
I think many would be less certain.
耶稣他对我们说，他说你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
Lord Jesus told us, if you love me, keep my commands.
他说有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。
Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me.
他说人若爱我，就必遵守我的道。
The one who loves me will be loved by my Father.
他说不爱我的人就不遵守我的道。
Those who doesn't love me will not.Follow my command.
在这节四节经文当中，这个命令啊是一个复数词。
So in the verses, the commands is a plural.
那这个道这个词呢，就是一个集合名词，也就是也是复数的意思。
And the teaching is actually a collective noun.
那这都是指的耶稣基督的教训或者命令。
They refer to all of Jesus' commands and teachings.
根据我们在约翰福音里面学习到的，耶稣的教训包括这么几个部分：耶稣是神差来的，耶稣是神的儿子，耶稣就是神。
Based on what we learn in the Gospel of John, Jesus' teachings include that he is sent by God, he is the Son of God, and he is God.
耶稣有赦罪的权柄。
He has the authority to forgive sins.
耶稣是生命的粮，耶稣是生命的光。
He is the bread of life, he is the light of the world.
耶稣是救恩之门，耶稣为我们的罪人舍命。
He is the gate of salvation. He laid down his life for the sinners.
耶稣他是复活，他是道路、真理、生命。
He is the resurrection and he is the life. He is the way, the truth.
耶稣是我们到父神那里去的唯一的道路。
And he is the only way to the Father.
耶稣命令我们要彼此相爱。
And he commands us to love one another.
爱主的人是指那些信靠耶稣且乐意跟从他的人。
So people who love the Lord are those who trust in Jesus and willingly follow him.
不要把爱主的人理解成那种超级属灵的人，或者说那是超级门徒。
Please do not think of these people as a super spiritual or super disciples.
因为耶稣的第一批门徒都是很软弱的人。
Because Jesus' first disciples were also weak.
耶稣告诉他的门徒说，爱主的人要相信他说的话，遵守他的命令。
Jesus told his disciples that those who love him would believe his words.
只有遵守他命令的那些人才是爱主的人。
Only those who obey his commands are truly loving the Lord.
那我们看到耶稣把口头上说爱主和我们的行动上爱主要结合起来。
Jesus combines the love of, for the Lord in our words.And the love for our brothers and sisters in our actions.
在以前我们学习的经文当中，耶稣曾经对他的犹太人的信徒说，他们你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒。
So in other verses, to Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples.
耶稣也对他的门徒说，他说你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人就因此认出你们是我的门徒了。
And then, if you love one another, and the people will notice that you're my disciples.
圣经从神拣选亚伯拉罕开始，就强调要听从神的话，要遵行他的一切的诫命、律例、典章。
The Bible emphasizes obedience to God's words, obedience to all His commandments, statutes and ordinances, and submission to God from the selection of Abraham.
圣经也一再强调我们要遵守神的约，要顺服神。
Also, it emphasized to obey God's covenant and be obedient to God's command.
那我查了一下的和合本的圣经，这个听从出现了233次，遵行出现了168次，遵守出现了125次，顺服出现了44次。
And I checked the Chinese Union version of the Bible, and obey appears 233 times, keep 168, observe appeared 125 times, and submit appeared 44 times.
说以色列人在过约旦河之前，摩西就对他们说，他说以色列你要听，你要尽守遵行神的话。然后他就说以色列你要听，耶和华我们的神是独一的主，你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神。
So before Israel crossed the Jordan River, Moses told the people of Israel, Hear Israel, and be careful to obey so that it may go well with you, and that you may increase greatly land.
就说你听了你要遵行，你听了你要爱神。
So like you, when you listen, after you listen, you need to act. After listen, you need to love.
那使徒约翰也非常强调啊，这个遵守神的道。他在约翰一书里边，他就说啊，在约翰一书的2:5，他说：“凡遵守主道的，爱神的心在他里面实在是完全的。从此我们知道，我们是在主里面。”
The apostle John also regarded obeying God's word, and in 1 John chapter 2, verse 5.He says, but if anyone obeys his word, love for God is truly made complete in them. This is how we know we are in him.
他在五章二节到三节说，我们若爱神又遵守他的诫命，从此就知道我们爱神的儿女。我们遵守神的诫命，这就是爱他了，并且他的诫命不是难守的。
And in chapter 5 verse 2 through 3 say if we obey God's command thenWe're known for his sons and daughters. In fact, this is love for God and to keep his commands, and his commands are not burdensome.
口头上说爱主很容易，可是在行动上爱主就很难。
It is easy to say we love the Lord in our mouths, but it's challenging to love the Lord in our actions.
所以我们需要检讨我们自己，那我们是否有爱主的行动？我们是不是按照主的命令行事？我们是不是爱弟兄？我们是不是乐意遵守大使命去传福音？
All of us need to examine ourselves to see if we have actions to love for the God, whether or not we are acting according to the Lord's teachings. Do we love brothers and sisters? Do we are willing to share the gospel?
在八月二十六号，我参加了这个 Navigator 和 International Friendship 的这个迎新的晚餐野餐。
In August 26, we participated in a welcome picnic organized by Navigators in International Friendship.
原本呢，我们想去天福去买饭，那后来呢，明娟就建议让弟兄姊妹凭感动来做饭。
We planned to buy food from Tianfu, but later on, Sister Mingjuan suggested a brother sister could provide food according to their inspiration.
然后让大家呢都参与这项爱主的行动。
And this also allows everybody to participate in the act of love for God.
南堂的弟兄姊妹呢提供了几盘饭，大家都很喜欢吃。
And the brothers and sisters provided the food and everybody loved them.
那天我们向35位学生发送了单张。
We were able to let the 35 students know about the church.
在8月28号上个礼拜一，我们参加了这个校园的博览会。
On Monday, August 28th, we went to the campus expo of IOPUI.
我们认识了132位学生，向88位发出了单张。
We've known 132 students, and 86 of them received the flyers of our church.
那我特别想这个表扬这个何医生。
I would like to give a big shout out to Dr. Ho.
那何医生他已经快80了，那天下午他陪着我站了4个多小时。
Dr. Ho was almost 80 years old, and he stood for 4 hours with me.
然后学生过来之后，他就把学生拦住，他就介绍南堂，把单张分给他们。
He reached out to all the students who passed by and introduced the South Campus to them.
是让我们非常的感动。
It was really touching.
我们为何医生鼓掌。何医生是我们当中的爱主的榜样。
Dr. Ho is really an example for us to for loving the Lord.
你们很多人可能不知道，何医生是每天早晨去母堂崇拜，下午来南堂崇拜，从早晨出来到晚上才能回家，一天在外边，
Maybe,
在教会里。
Not a lot of actually, a lot of us are aware that Dr. Ho went to the main campus in the morning, and then in the afternoon he came to South Campus. So all,
对
and at noon time is in the Cantonese ministry, so all his day were spent at the church.
那何医生呢？还是母堂东区的副区长。
In the same time, Dr. Ho is also the district head for the eastern district.
他要负责三个小组。
And he's taking care of the three Bible study groups.
大家都知道何医生今年这个四月份去了一趟这个黎巴嫩，对吧？
Well, no,
今年十月份他要去印度。
Well, no, Dr. Ho went to Lebanon in April, and he's heading to India in December.
而他要计划明年四月份要再去黎巴嫩。
And in the next April, he's heading to Lebanon again.
是我们的榜样。
So we need to learn from him.
那我们当中的詹姆斯和师母也是快近70岁的人了。
So Pastor John and his wife is also close to 70 years old.
已经快一年半多了。詹姆斯师母呢是每天上午在母堂服侍，下午呢来南堂服侍。
Over a year and a half, and Pastor John has been serving the main campus in the morning and came to South Campus in the afternoon.
哎，他们那么不辞辛苦的来服侍，他们一定是很辛苦的。你知道这是为什么吗？
They're putting the hard work in the ministry service. Do you know why?
因为他们爱主。
Because they love the Lord.
南堂呢有好在座的有好几位弟兄姊妹， 都是上午在母堂服侍，下午到南堂来服侍。
And we have many brothers and sisters who have the same lifestyle, serve them at the main campus in the morning on the Sunday and go to the south campus in the afternoon.
因为他们都爱主。
Because they all love the Lord.
我们最近在参加这个超越宣教啊。
We're participating the Beyond the Ministry.
这个超越宣教团队的负责人，这个王平姊妹。也是一个非常爱主的姊妹。
Sister Wang Ping, who's the head of the Beyond Mission Team, is also a person who really loves the Lord.
他们今年的春天培训了五批学员。
They have five mission teams trained this spring.
他组织了五次网上的宣教。
And five online ministry activities.
对，这是对印度的宣教。
To India.
他今年五月份已经去过印度一次实地宣教。
In May, she went to actual physical mission in on the trip to India.
他在九月份、十月份、十二份，他要带领84位这个队员继续去印度实地宣教。
In this upcoming September, October, and December, she will continue to lead teams to India with 84 participants.
他这么忙碌是为了什么？
Why is she getting herself so busy?
因为她爱主。
Because she loves the Lord.
为了支持印度宣教，我们教会这次组织了三次义卖，我们集资20,000块钱。
To support mission to India, our church organized 3 fundraisers, raising about $20,000.
那我们从中看到，我们教会弟兄姊妹有一个爱主的心。
From this activity, we see the loving hearts of our brothers and sisters.
那我们南堂弟兄姊妹，有人参加了义卖，有人奉献特别的奉献。
Some of our brothers and sisters from the South Campus participated in a fundraiser, and some others made the special offerings.
那这都是爱主的表现。
All these are the expression of love for the Lord.
耶稣告诉我们说，
Jesus told us,
有了我的命令有遵守的，这人就是爱我的，爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且向他显现。
Whoever has my commands and keeps them, is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them.
耶稣还说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。
Lord Jesus also said, anyone who loves me will obey my teaching.
所以我们遵守主的道，
my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them.
我们遵守主的道，就蒙主所爱，蒙主赐福。
When we obey the Lord's way, we receive His love and blessings.
所以，让我们就是以实际行动爱主，能够想主所想，愿主所愿，爱主所爱，做主所做。
Let us to love the Lord in practical actions, think His thoughts, desire His desires, and love what He loves, and do what He does.
我来分享第二点。遵守主的命令，由圣灵的帮助。
Second point I would like to share is obeying the Lord's commands with the help of the Holy Spirit.
耶稣知道他的门徒跟随他3年多了，但是他的门徒不能够靠他们自己遵守主的命令。
Lord Jesus knew that even though his disciples had followed him for over 3 years, they could not obey the Lord's commands on their own.
所以耶稣就应许他的门徒，他回到父神的身边之后，他要把圣灵赐下来。
So Lord Jesus promised his disciples that after he returned to the Father, he would send the Holy Spirit to help them to obey the Lord's commands.
这个圣灵就会帮助门徒，让他们遵守主的命令。
And the Holy Spirit will help them to obey the Lord.
当年的门徒都是很软弱的，今天的我们也是很软弱的。
Just as disciples were weak back then, we're also weak today.
罪仍然在影响我们。
Sin also has significant influence upon us.
老我的性情仍然在影响我们。
Our old nature has not completely died.
我们常常为自己想得多，为别人想得少，甚至不愿意为别人做出牺牲。
Often we tend to think more about ourselves and less about others.
我们需要圣灵不断地来提醒我们，感动我们，来催逼我们去遵守他的命令。
We need the Holy Spirit to constantly remind, inspire, and urge us to help our brothers and sisters.
耶稣对他的门徒说，他说，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。这就是真理的圣灵。
Lord Jesus said, And I will ask the Father, he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever.
在古老的希腊文的文献当中，这个保惠师这个希腊文呢，它叫 Parakletos, Parakletos.
In the ancient Greek text, the Greek word translated as an advocate is Parakletos.
那这个词呢，一般指的是一个辩护人，
替
被告辩护。
It has also been understood as a defendant.
那有些人呢，就把这个希腊文单词呢翻译成了安慰者、辩护人、帮助者、顾问、代求、忠保、老师、助手等等。
Some translations render Parakletos as comforter, advocate, helper, counselor, intercessor, mediator, teacher, or assistant.
那可是这些这个中文的这些翻译呢，没有一个词可以代表这个 Parakletos 这个词的所有的功能。
However, none of these terms alone can fully express the functions of Parakletos.
那这个词呢，在圣经里面呢出现了，在新约这个约翰福音里面出现了，圣经里面出现了四次，其中五次，其中四次是在约翰福音里边，还有一次呢是在约翰一书里面。
So Parakletos appeared several times in the gospel books, and four times in John, and one time in the first John.
First John, yeah. 说在这个约翰福音的十四章的二十六节，就说这保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵。
John chapter 14, verse 26, by the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name.
那在约翰福音的十五章的二十六节说到，我要从父那里差保惠师来。
John chapter 15:26, when the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father.
在约翰福音的十六章的第七节，这里说到，我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来。我若去，就差他来。
John chapter 16, verse 7, unless I go away, the Advocate will not come to you, but if I go, I will send him to you.
在约翰一书里边呢，讲到了就是说在父那里有一位忠保，那这个忠保呢，就是这个 Parakletos.
Yeah, in first John chapter 2, verse 1, we have an Advocate with the Father, with the Father Jesus Christ and the Righteous One, and the Advocate is the Holy Spirit.
所以当我们看这个词的时候呢，从这些记载经文里面，我们就知道，这个 Parakletos 这个希腊文单词，每一次都是指的耶稣回到父神那里之后，就差来与门徒同在的圣灵。
Yeah, from these verses, we know that Parakletos always refer to the Holy Spirit sent by Jesus to be with the disciples after he returns to the Father.
在约翰一书里边呢，那这个词呢就翻译成了中保。
In the first John, it refers to by the Lord Jesus himself as the advocate.
它指的就是我们的耶稣基督。
And it means our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们就注意到，耶稣把圣灵说成是另一位保惠师，那他自己也就是那个第一个保惠师。
So Lord Jesus said the Holy Spirit is another Parakletos, and then therefore himself would be the first one.
当我们看圣经的时候，我们就知道这个词在保惠师或者圣灵，它在这个有几个功能。第一个呢，它就是来安慰门徒。
So the Parakletos or Holy Spirit.Have several things at work. First being that they will comfort us.
然后就是教导门徒。
And then teaching them.
然后就是为耶稣来做见证。
And bearing witness about Jesus.
然后让世人在罪义审判方面知道自己是个罪人。
And convicting the world concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment.
那他要引导门徒进入一切的真理，且告诉他们将来发生的事情。
Also.Guiding the disciples into all truth and declaring the things to come.
在圣经里面，我们也看到这个圣灵呢，是从父和子里边发出来的。
So the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father and the Son.
比方说，在约翰福音的十四章十六节，他说：“耶稣说，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师。”
John chapter 14, 16, Jesus said, when I ask the Father, Father will give you another advocate.
在约翰福音的十四章的二十六节，耶稣说，保惠师就是父因我的名要差来的圣灵。
Chapter 14, verse 26, but advocate the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name.
那在约翰福音的十五章二十六节，耶稣说，我要从父那里差保惠师来。
In chapter 15, 26, Lord Jesus said, when the advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father.
可是在历史上，关于圣灵是从父出来的，还是从父和子出来的呢？是有争议的。
In the history, where the Holy Spirit comes from was put under the debate.
那罗马天主教就认为呢，这个圣灵呢是从父出来的。
The Roman Catholic Church believed that the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father.
那希腊天主教呢就认为呢，圣灵是从父和子出来的。
And the Greek Catholic Church believed that the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father and the Son.
所以这个分歧呢，曾经造成了东方教会和西方教会的大分裂。
So this difference in belief was a key factor in the great division between the Eastern and Western churches.
就相当于一个导火线一样，一个爆发点。
It was like an igniting point.
对，那当时呢，君士坦丁皇帝呢，想建造一个基督教的帝国。
Emperor Constantine desired to create a new Christian empire.
由于罗马这个地方呢，受异教的影响比较大。所以君士坦丁皇帝呢，想把这个帝国的首都从罗马呢迁移到拜占庭。
And due to the strong influence of the paganism in Rome, he decided to move the empire's capital from Rome to Byzantine.
所以当时搬迁之后不久呢，这个日耳曼这个民族呢就崛起，开始侵略整个欧洲。
But short after the relocation, the Germanic tribes began to rise and invade Europe.
使欧洲进入一个黑暗的时代。
It's plunging the continent into that, into what has became known as the Dark Ages.
说这个时候，欧洲的政治经济动荡。
Europe faced an economic political turmoil.
加上东方教会和西方教会呢，距离比较远。
And also exacerbated by the vast distance between the Eastern and Western churches.
而且呢，语言又不一样。说西方教会呢是用拉丁文。东方教会呢是用这个希腊文。
Also, the language barrier. While Western Church used Latin, and the Eastern Church used Greek.
所以说，东方教会和西方教会的分歧越来越大，后来就分裂。
So their difference, they went further away from each other, and eventually they divided.
那圣灵呢，也是一个真理的圣灵。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Truth.
在圣经里面有几个地方提到，把保惠师。描写成真理的圣灵。
So several places in the Bible mentioned that the advocate actually is the truth.
在约翰福音的十四章的二十六节，说圣灵要和我们，他要将一切的事来指教你们，并且叫你们想起我对你说的一切话。
In John chapter 14, 26, the Holy Spirit whom the Father will send in my name will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you.
说在约翰福音的十五章二十六节，他说他来了，就是圣灵来了，他要为我做见证。
And in chapter 15, 26, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me.
那在约翰福音的十六章的十三节，他一说圣灵来了，他要引导我们进入一切的真理。
The chapter 16, 13, and the whole when but when the Spirit truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth.
那耶稣应许我们说，圣灵来到我们这个世上，他要永远与我们同在。
And Lord Jesus promised us when the Holy Spirit comes, they will be with us forever.
他要住在我们的里面。
They will stay within us.
那耶稣借着受死、复活、升天、得荣耀之后，那保惠师就代替耶稣在世上的这个功能。
After Jesus' death, resurrection, and ascension in glory, the Helper, the Holy Spirit, also called Advocate, come to take Jesus' place in bodily presence among the disciples.
他要陪伴耶稣，陪伴他的门徒，要做耶稣在世上时候。
And will be with all the disciples and do the work Jesus did when he was alive.
所以我们知道圣灵是赐给我们每一个人的。
So we know that Holy Spirit was given to all of us.
我们每个人信他的人，现在都有圣灵住在我们的心里边。
And everybody who believed in Jesus had the Holy Spirit in their hearts.
耶稣应许我们说，圣灵要住在我们的里边。
Jesus promised us the Holy Spirit will dwell in our hearts.
他说，我不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里来。
He said, I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you.
到那日你们就知道我在父里边，你们在我里面，我也在你们里边。
On that day, you will realize that I'm in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you.
那个到那日就是指圣灵降临的那个时候。
And the day means the day when the Holy Spirit comes.
耶稣在世上的时候受到肉体的限制，他不能够从这个地方同时出现在另外一个地方。
When Jesus was on earth, he was limited by his physical presence. He could only be with his disciples on that one place at a time.
但圣灵降临以后，他跟圣灵可以在任何一个地方和他的门徒同在。
After Holy Spirit's coming, the situation changed. Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, dwells within every person who believes him.
圣灵住在每一个信他的人心里边。
So say in the heart of everybody.
耶稣说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去与他同住。
Jesus said, anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them.
圣灵住在我们的心里边。
When the Holy Spirit dwells within us,
那耶稣和父神一起也住在我们的里边。
Both Jesus and the Father also dwell within us.
你们注意到这个约翰福音的十四章二十三节，他说：“我们要到他那里去，与他同住。”我们指的是耶稣和父神。
So, in the Bible which is quoted, the verse says, "We will come to them and make our home with them." We means the Father and Lord Jesus.
也就是圣父、圣子、圣灵，他们在圣灵里边都与我们同住。
The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are all with us.
所以我们每一个人都是由圣灵陪伴的，我们应当由信心来遵守神的命令。
So every one of us are accompanied by the Holy Spirit. We should be confident in fulfilling Lord's command.
所以接下来我跟弟兄们分享，就是我们要以喜乐和勇敢的心遵守主的命令。
So the last point I would like to share is obeying the Lord's commands with joy and courage.
耶稣走之前给他的门徒留下了平安的应许。
So Jesus left us with a promise of peace.
他说，我留下平安给你们，我要将我的平安赐给你们。我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要担切。
Jesus said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid.
耶稣赐给我们的平安是指的我们心里的一种和平，一种和谐，一种安静。
So the peace here means the inner peace.
它指的是在我们的人生的风暴中一种安静。
So it's the peaceful in the heart and attitude during our lives.
说只有信耶稣的人，只有由圣灵内住的人，才能够体验到耶稣留下来的平安。
So only those who believe in Jesus, who has the Holy Spirit dwell in their hearts.Will feel the peacefulness that Jesus gave us.
耶稣告诉他的门徒，他说：“我离开之后，我还要再回来。”
Jesus told the disciples, "After I left, I will return."
他去指的是回到父神那个地方去。他到你们这个地方来，指的是耶稣在圣灵里边来到门徒这里，与门徒同在。
So Jesus returned to the Father means leave means return to the Father, and the return means the come back to.The hearts of every one of us and dwell in our own hearts through the Holy Spirit.
当耶稣与我们同在的时候，他可以和我们一起来经历我们遇到的一切的难处。
So when Jesus comes back with us in the Spirit, He's with us and He goes through all the difficulties that we go through ourselves.
说耶稣继续的安慰他的门徒说，他说魔鬼是无法control我的。
And Jesus also.Promising the disciples say that the devil cannot control us.
他说这个世界的王降道，但他在我里面毫无所有。
And Jesus said, the king of the world is coming, but he has no hold over me.
这个世界的王就是指的是魔鬼或者撒旦。
The king of the world refers to the devil and or Satan.
那我们知道魔鬼只能够辖制那些犯罪的人。
The devil can only dominate those who sins.
但是我们的耶稣基督是没有犯罪，所以魔鬼对耶稣无可奈何。
But Jesus has never sinned, so and therefore the devil has no power over him.
对，他反而是害怕耶稣。
But on the contrary, the devil is afraid of Jesus.
那耶稣接下来告诉他的门徒，他说：“你们不要怕我上十字架，我上十字架是我自己的一种选择。”
Jesus chose to die, and he told his disciples, "Don't be afraid because I chose to walk on this path."
耶稣说：“我上十字架是要告诉世人知道我爱父，并且父怎样吩咐我，我就怎样去行。”
Jesus told his disciples that, "I love that I go to the cross because I love the Father and do exactly what my Father has commanded me."
从圣经里面我们就看到耶稣的受死彰显了神对世人的爱。
So Jesus accepting of death showed the love of God to the people.
他也彰显了耶稣对他的门徒的特别的挚爱。
And also they showed love from Lord Jesus Christ to his disciples.
就在这个约翰福音的十四章的三十一节里边，让我们看到他耶稣受难的受死的第三个这个作用，就是他向世人显明耶稣对父神的爱和顺服。
So the appearance of Jesus' obedience to the Father and his love to the disciples was shown in the John chapter 14, verse 31.
说耶稣已在十字架上受死啊，第三日复活的方式回到父神身边，这是神的得胜，也是基督的得胜。
Jesus died on the cross and resurrected 3 days later.It's the victory of God.
经过这个十字架的战役，魔鬼被打败了。
In the campaign of the over the cross, the devil was defeated.
魔鬼没有想到神会让他的儿子从死里复活。
The devil never thought that God will resurrect his own son from death.
说耶稣圣灵降临之后，耶稣借着圣灵住在我们的心里边，成了我们新的主人。
After Jesus left us, the Holy Spirit came and dwelt among us and became the Lord, the new Lord of us.
是当我们顺服耶稣，遵守耶稣的命令，然后奉耶稣的名祷告的时候，魔鬼就害怕。
When we follow Jesus' commandments and pray in Jesus' name, the devil will be frightened.
所以我们当以一个喜乐和勇敢的心来守主的命令。
So we need to obey Lord's commands with the heart of joy and courage.
我下面分享一个见证。
Let me share some testimony.
我们这个南堂呢是2020年的二月份成立的。
So the South Campus, this place was established in February 2020.
迄今为止呢，已经三年半多了。
It's been 3 years and a half.
我是2020年的12月份来这个教会服侍的。
I started to serve here in December 2020.
那迄今为止呢是两年零九个月。
It's been two years and 9 months so far.
那在这个期间呢，其实我的服侍蛮有压力的。
During this time, I faced various pressures.
教会里每年给我三个礼拜的假期，但是前两年我基本上就没有休过假。
I had 3 week vacations every year from the church, but I hardly took any vacation the first 2 years.
所以我来南堂的第一年呢，2021年，我发现呢，教会的弟兄姊妹呢，对我们南堂的发展方向存有这个疑义、争议。
In the first year of my service in 2021, I observed that there's actually a controversy or debate.In terms of how to develop the South Campus within the church.
当时呢，有人支持，有人反对。
Somebody is some of the brothers and sisters supporting, and the others are opposing.
大家服侍的心都不齐。
So there's almost led to the division among the members.
加上我们遇到了这个新冠疫情，中美关系恶化，这个在美国的中国留学生就锐减。
So, and the environment walking into the era of the COVID-19 pandemic and also the deteriorating Sino-US relationships. So, there's a significant decrease of the number of students who come to the IUPUI.
So, in 2021, the survival of the South Campus was tested.
In 2021, the survival of the South Campus was tested.
From 2022, 神带领我们走向跨文化宣教。
Since 2022, God has been leading us towards cross-cultural missionary.
所以我们逐渐得到了母堂的认可和支持。
And we gradually gain recognition and support from the main campus.
圣灵感动母堂的弟兄姊妹们到南堂来支援我们。
The Holy Spirit has moved the brothers and sisters from the main campus to support South Campus.
所以我们这个服事的力量呢，就越来越强。
Our ministry staff and team has gradually grown stronger.
所以看到过去的三年
，Looking at the past three years,
那我觉得2022年比2021年要强。
So 2022 was even a better year than 2021.
2023年比2022年要强。
And 2023 is a better year than 2022.
那我相信明年比今年要强。
Therefore, I believe that next year, 2024, will be an even better year.
那我看到了神的同在。
Because I've seen God's presence.
我看到了神对我们的带领。
We've seen God's guidance.
我们的同工团队越来越强大。
And our co-worker team has grown bigger and stronger.
所以我和水清呢，每天带着一个喜乐。有信心来服侍这个教会。
So every day, my wife Shui Qing and I serve with joy and confidence.
我想告诉弟兄姊妹，神开的门是没有人能够关的。
I want to tell my fellow brothers and sisters, when God opens the door, He does not shut it.
只有我们遵守神的命令，行在神的心意里，主就与我们同在，主就会帮助我们。
As long as we obey Lord's commands, walk His will, and the Lord will be with us, and the Lord will help us.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you give us the opportunity to worship you. We thank you and give your words to each of us. We pray your words in working in our heart and help us to keep your command in our heart. Help us to give the gospel and deliver the gospel message to the surrounding students.And help your church and grow in the will of God. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. 可以了吧？下边是那个圣餐的时间。